If I were to describe the guy who's on the phone for a second date update today, if I were to describe his first date with a newspaper headline, it would probably read, "Spontaneous first date spontaneously combusts."
Oh!
Leaving one survivor, and that would be Sean, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Would that be a pretty accurate headline?
I'd have to say, yeah.
Oh, no. Right. That's not a good fate for the girl you went out with.
Your email was a little confusing, so why don't you tell me exactly what happened?
Okay, so it was a weird night. I was supposed to hang out with some friends, and they couldn't show up. They text me, hey, we're not going to make it. So I'm just, like, wandering around downtown, bored, alone. So I jumped on Tinder and said, hey, you know, let's see if I can find someone that's close by. Maybe I could find something else to get into, you know?
I like that. Uh-huh. You are taking lemons and making lemonade, sir.
Hey, it's what you got to do, man.
Right?
All right. So tell us about the lemonade.
Okay, so the lemonade's name is Nina.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nina Lemonade. I like it.
And Nina's
right. Sweet, tart, too sugary. No. What'd you think of the Nina Lemonade?
I got to say, the Nina Lemonade was awesome.
Okay.
So we ended up meeting at a bar.
Okay.
She was hanging out already with her friend. And she was like, hey, you know, why don't you just come by, meet up with us? We're already out, you know, we're close by. So it's a pretty safe situation. And so when I met her, she was cute. I mean, she was like hot in a weird, quirky way. Like she's not like that girl that you walk in and it's like everything stops. But she was she was like sexy librarian hot.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's business as usual hot. Like she's not hot where everything stops. She's hot where everything just goes on about its normal pace and she's just in there looking okay.
Like that.
I did not follow that at all, what you guys just said.
She's
about
subtle hot.
Or parking lot hot. I like to call that parking lot hot. Like you walk by her and you're like, you walk by her in the parking lot, you're like, all right, she was okay. And then you just continue on to your car. She was parking lot hot.
Why are you in a parking lot? I'm so confused. She was beautiful is what I hear.
She was a step up from parking lot hot. She was
okay.
She was that middle school teacher that if you see her at the bar, you'd still go for it.
Okay, listen, no girl wants to be compared to a middle school teacher or something that you look at in a parking lot.
No, but she's compared to a hot middle school teacher, completely different. We're on the same page here, Sean.
Oh, my God. I'm so lost.
How did the whole evening go, though, with her?
All right, so first impression, I went baller on her, and I bought drinks for her and all her girlfriends.
Nice.
Okay.
You know? It was all good. We were having great conversation. I was flowing with her and her girls. I was on point with my jokes. And then, you know, I thought I really must have been doing well because her girls branched off and gave me some alone time with her.
Oh, that is a good sign.
Yeah.
You know, because if your girls co-sign on it, then your foot's in the door, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I've been out with my girlfriends when they've had a Tinder date meet up with them. And he did not turn out very good, so we did not leave her side.
Oh.
Yeah, because then you're like, you shall not pass.
Yeah. Well, yes. You're just trying to help her out, man. But she was obviously into it if her girls left.
Exactly. So then we're hanging out, you know, we're sort of kicking it and nuzzled up a little bit, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, oh, wait, you know what? I got to run to the restroom real quick. I'll be right back. So I'm waiting and waiting. And she never comes back.
What?
Oh, the ultimate diss.
So she ditched you.
Oh.
Dude, but this is the weird part. Now, it gets even weirder, right? Her girlfriends are still in the next room.
Wait, what? So she's not hanging out with her girlfriend? She's, like, gone.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, maybe she's in the next room with her girlfriends, and they, you know, they got caught up talking about something or whatever, running. You know how girls do. So I go in there, and I'm like, hey, where's Nina? And they were like, we don't know. I said, what? Like, it's only two rooms here. It's where you are and where we were. She's not here, and she's not with you. You don't know where your friend is? They're really playing dumb. They're like, no, we don't know. Last we saw her, she was with you. So I'm thinking, okay, they're running some kind of game on me, but I don't even understand because it's not like I was some cheapskate. I bought them all drinks. If they're running game, they should have just kept pimping me for the drinks, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Totally.
It's sometimes not worth it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're women. We make our own money. We can pay our own drinks. We don't need to hang out with you if you really suck that bad.
Okay, that's fine. But would you leave your girlfriend with a guy that you felt sucked really bad?
No.
Exactly, right?
Well.
So.
I like how Jose answered. She was like, no, I would never leave my girls. Are you kidding me?
Right, you know?
I think that question was more for Brooke.
Sorry,
but
Brooke.
Would you leave your girls with the guy that you thought sucked?
It is interesting. Did you text her?
That's the thing, yeah. So I'm texting her. I called her. she's not picking up, and her girls are still playing dumb, like they don't know where she is, they can't get in contact with her either.
Okay.
You know, what are you supposed to do at that point?
Can I ask you, did the group of girlfriends seem concerned that she was gone?
They didn't seem concerned. Which was then, even weirder.
Then like, I think they were lying to you. They knew where she was. Yeah, because if you don't know where someone is and they really just take off, then I would be worried. I'd be like, oh, my God, what did she say to you? Why did she go?
Unless they're one of those friends who always takes off, like who always just gets drunk and wandered off. You're like, whatever.
That's just her.
I don't know what happened. And I mean, I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to figure out what happened.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it sucks. You got ditched twice in one night, man.
Ouch.
Exactly. My president, you know, she got me.
All right. Well, play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome.
All right, just go hang out over there. We're going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, no.
All right. We'll do it next.